The Fury of King Rancer by Wafamele's Masteret, Lorekeeper. How Rancer's War Led to the Formation of the Daggerfall Covenant. In the year 563, after the formation of the Second Weyrest Dynasty, young King Emrek began a search for his bride. His first choice was Rael, daughter of King Rancer of Shorenhelm. But before the marriage contracts were wrought, Emrek instead married Maraya, Redguard Princess of Sentinel. This stunned courtiers across the land, and prompted bards to sing songs of Mariah's bewitching beauty. However, strategists saw the move as strengthening the trade between High Rock and Hammerfell. After Emmerich's wedding in 566, High Rock readied itself for a golden age of commerce. 3 moons later, it was bracing for a bloody civil war. Rivenspire was known as the backwater of High Rock. Rancer was one of these surly hillmen, a child of the north, known for his bitter temper and brutal rule. Emmerich's slight was too much for him to bear. With an army of northern Tamriel's surliest mercenaries and a host of his own people, he descended from the mountains to cut a bloody swath to the Iliac Bay. Emrek was caught unprepared. It was only the spirited defense of his Lion Guard that saved Weyrest from being razed. Rancer had hoped for a swift victory. Instead, he was forced into a protracted siege. The long siege dragged on into the spring, when the Daggerfall Covenant, a mutual defensive pact sworn by all the Breton kingdoms at the conclusion of the Reachmen invasion, finally paid dividends, drawing Camlorn, Evermore, and Daggerfall into the fray. Some counseled letting Weyrest fall, but trade with the richest city in the region was too important to allow that. Attacked from the city and the surrounding countryside, Rancer's army stood firm. His mercenaries were well paid and prepared for bloodshed. But the crimson sails and battalions of elite Redguard warriors from across the bay turned the tide. Rancer's forces were routed, and Shorenhelm was already ablaze when Rancer returned. This was the work of orcs under the blood rule of Khurag Grobagrak. Caught between the Breton Hammer and the Orcish Anvil, Rancer's troops were utterly annihilated in the Battle of Markwasten Moor. Rancer hadn't counted on Emmerich's canniness. The King of Weyrest had sent emissaries into the Hrothgar Mountains with a pledge to return Orsinium to the orcs if they attacked their hated enemies in Shorenhelm. Rivenspire was despoiled, and some orcs remembered how the Bretons of Shorenhelm had led the assault that toppled Orsinium some 135 years before. These debts were paid to Shorenhelm in full. Rancer's War built the Daggerfall Covenant as it is today. Stormhaven, Rivenspire, and Hrothgar are all indelibly marked by these events.